I phoned users group for VIP on Juneteenth, June 19th, 2024. Welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about adding a call if you're on a call on the iPhone. Is anybody familiar with what that process is?
You mean adding a call to your contacts?
I'm waiting for you to tell me because I don't have a clue.
No, if you're on a phone call and you say, you know, I need to ask somebody that question. Let me get them on the line so we can both talk to them. I mean, adding a conferencing call.
Oh, yeah. I've never done it on the iPhone. I've done it on my landline phone numerous times.
Oh, wait, I have to leave an active.
All right, well, let's give it a good demo. I'm going to use Cherry and Parker as my guinea pig. Cherry, I'm going to call you, and then I'm going to add Parker to the call. So hopefully you guys will be able to hear this. I've got my phone off of Bluetooth. So here goes. Cherry, you got your phone nearby? I just want to make sure.
It's in my hand.
Okay, here goes. Call Terry Borden.
Just to confirm, you'd like to call Terry Borden?
Yes.
Calling Terry Borden.
Okay, I got to take him off the speaker. Are you there, Terry?
John Davis, join channel.
Hey, John. Welcome in. Terry, you there?
This is Florida State Police. Can I help you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I want to get Parker on the line because we need to ask him a question. John, we're demoing how to add a call once you're on an iPhone. So.
Microphone in use.
All right. So.
Five.
So there's the keyboard, on-screen keyboard.
*##########################################################################################################################################################################################################################################################################################################################################################################################
the keyboard.
Sorry. Pound. End call button. Hide button.
There's the hide button. Okay.
53 seconds. Button.
All right. Add call button. There's the add call right there. So I'm going to add the call.
Third. Select a contact or dictate button. Dictate button. Dictate button. Apple accessibility.
Okay. What I'm going to do.
Actions. Activate.
I want to
headings.
Rotor to headings, and I want to go down the alphabet to the P's. And see, actually the W. And he's the only one there, so I'm going to call him. So what it does, it's going to put Terry on hold while I call Parker. Let's see.
Parker Waddington. Message button. Call button. Call.
They're calling.
Jeff even joined channel.
Hey Jeff.
Call button. Call button.
I hit call. The call button. Come on.
Video button. Call button. Message button. Call. Mail button. Pay button. Mail. Video button. Call button. Call. Video button. Call button.
Why isn't it button. Calling?
Notification. NTFLIX FaceTime. iPhone.
Hey,
button. IPhone.
Here we go. Here we go.
Hello.
All right. Now we have a little bit of feedback here because of the headset. So what I'm going to do, there's a hold button.
Parker Waddington. 013. Mute button.
There's a mute button.
Keypad button. Selected. Speaker button. Keypad. Selected. Merge calls button.
And there's merge calls right there. So I'm going to double tap there. And now we should have Terry on board.
Are we all here?
Yeah, we're all here. And, yep, Parker?
Are you on there?
Oh, there you are.
So now the three of us. Parker, can you hear Terry?
No, I'm not hearing Terry.
You're not hearing me?
Let's see.
I'm hearing him through your computer. That's where I'm hearing.
All right.
More info button. 3 minutes, 23 seconds. More info. Terry Parker. Terry Parker.
It says Terry Parker. Okay, I'm going to
It merges.
All right, Parker, can you see? Can you hear now?
No, I'm hearing you through my computer in the room, but my phone is not. I'm not hearing anything from the phone.
So I'm hearing you through the phone.
Do what now?
I'm hearing you through the phone, and I'm hearing Terry through the phone. Terry, can you hear me?
I hear both of you, but I'm not sure if I'm hearing Parker through the phone or on your computer.
I turned my computer. Yeah, I muted my computer. Parker, mute your computer.
Cheryl, can you mute your speaker for a second?
I already did.
Okay, Parker.
Yeah, he's got his speaker on.
I don't hear Parker now, so let's get his hearing to your
computer. Morning, Tom. Button. Terry Parker.
It says Terry Parker.
4 minutes, 31 seconds. 1, 2.
Parker, can you hear me? Parker?
I see he's not there. Must be it didn't.
7.
Join.
It did call him.
Hi, button. End call. Hi, button.
All right.
4 minutes, 52, commute, button, keypad, button, selected, speaker, button, add call, button. Pops up, Alamo. Envision America, speaking rate, 60, words, characters, actions, activate, headings, cap A, cap C, cap K, cap M, cap O, heading, cap P, heading, cap R, cap S, heading, cap T, heading, cap U, heading, cap E, heading, cap W, heading. Parker Waddington. Neil Walford. Penn Walters.
No.
Parker Waddington. Parker Waddington. iPhone 4176933. Keypad button.
Okay, put Terry on hold.
Hello.
All right, so I'm going to.
Parker Waddington.
Add Terry.
009. Mute button, keypad button, selected, speaker button, merge calls button, merge calls, add call button.
Are you there, Terry?
I'm here.
All right, you need to turn your speaker down because I'm getting feedback from your speaker. Parker, can you hear Terry?
No, I can't hear Terry.
Well, it's on.
Now, but you got speaker.
Cheryl, I think what happened is I got a spam call just about the time you were started this.
Okay. You can't hear Terry now because he's on the call with us because I'm hearing both of you.
I hear Parker, but I
can't hear anything through my phone. The only way I'm hearing it is through my computer, which I turned back on.
Yeah,
I'm hearing them through your speaker, too. That's the only way.
I don't have my speaker on.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, I must be hearing them through the phone, then.
Well, there you go. If you hold your phone to your ear, Parker, you probably will hear Terry. Because it doesn't automatically answer on speaker.
I'm getting a big echo from you, Cheryl.
I'm feeding back through somebody's speaker, but my speaker is off.
Okay. Well, now your echo's gone.
Okay, I'm hearing you when I put my ear to the phone, but it's not understandable.
I hear Parker now.
Okay, now we're on three-way.
Are you hearing me, Parker?
I'm hearing you, but I can't understand. It's not coming through my hearing aids like it should.
Okay. Okay, so now if you took your phone away from your head, it might come on speaker. Now,
you got a pair of hearing aids.
Oh, it should work that way, though.
Yeah. So that might be messing it up.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was the case. But anyway, for the sake of the demo, that's how it works. So.
FaceTime video, dimmed, button. End call, button.
So it gives me the option to
FaceTime video, add call.
Add another call.
Terry Borden, 8 minutes, 21, 2.
Or in the call. And you can add as many people as you want.
End call, button.
All right, so anyway, that's how you do it.
Bar removal.
And I'm going to unkey.
That's good. I'm going to try that out today. Thank you. I got all the steps down. I'll try that out.
I think I know how to do it. Now, you have to, the one that initially, or first makes the call is the one that has to do all the things. The person that you call cannot do it, right?
Well, if that's interesting, because the other day I was on the phone with Karen, and we wanted to talk to CJ and Judy. Well, I called CJ and Karen called Judy. And we merged that way. So you can do it. As long as the person you're talking with has the ability to add a call, anybody can do it.
Well, that is cool. That's easy to do. Not too many steps. I'll do that. I think I got that down. I would call Terry and somebody else, but I don't have any other friends.
Is that just on the newer phone, or is it on the SE too?
It's on any iPhone that you have. So once you're on a call, the keypad will be visible. So you flick to where you hear hide and then double tap there, and it brings up other options where you can change audio. You can mute the call. You can add a call. That's just one of the options that you can do. But it's really a neat feature. And once you hit add a call, it'll take you into your contact list. And then you can flick down and select the one that you want and then call them. When that happens, it puts the first person on hold until you connect with the second person. And then you look for the merge call button and then double tap there, and it brings all of you together.
Let me ask you a question, Cheryl. You know, when you've add and you're going through the contacts, can't you just hold the button down on the right-hand side and say, call Parker?
You know, I don't know if that would work or not. It should, right? We should probably try that.
I bet that would work and save a little bit of steps.
Or at the very least, you could use a dictate button on the contacts.
This is true too. That's both things that you can try.
I'll give that a try.
I wasn't sure what the if I held Siri down and asked him to do that. I wasn't sure if that would work. That's why when I went through the contacts, it's another way of how you can get through your contacts quicker by rotor to headings, and then you can just flick down throughout your list till you get to the alphabet, the letter you want.
I'll give it a try, but I'll try holding down the button because I'm lazy, making me do all that work.
Well, that's interesting we'll have to play with that.
Yeah, we'll have to give that a try later, John. Do a little experimenting, then we can give a report next class.
Sounds good. Yeah, I just got in here and sit down and see my emails. Oh, gosh, I got to get over. It's the first time I've been there for a while.
Well, you know, I have a tendency to tell people how to do it manually and then work on the shortcuts later, because it's good to be able to do it without using the Siri assistant all the time.
Oh, yeah. It gives you an idea of what you're doing. I always do that, even in menus when you're teaching somebody. Take them into menus and show them before you show them shortcuts, because they don't know what you're doing.
Now, you said after you make the call, you go into the keyboard, and you said something about the pound key. Is that where the add a call is? Is on the pound key or something?
No, it's past that. So the keyboard's visible. That's all that's on the screen. So you go through till you one flick past the pound key it says hide, and then you double tap there, and it takes the keypad away and brings up all these other options.
Yeah, you go ahead and puts him on hold, doesn't it too?
Yeah, after you make the initial call, then you want to add a call, type the keyboard, and then you can, that's where you find the add call. Once you initiate the second call, that's when it puts Terry on hold.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought maybe when you hit the high button and put him on hold. Well, thank you. It should be pretty easy to do. Well, for somebody, but not me.
It's pretty neat. I mean, I had my whole family on there one time, and they're like, you know, talking. He's like, I don't know how to do that. Do you know how to do that? So I just laugh at them.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do it. People talked about it, but I never knew anything about it.
Yeah, I've heard people talking about it. We were talking yesterday, and I think it was brought up, and I thought, well, you know, that'd be a good subject to talk on here in class. So yeah, we'll have to do some playing. Always like to find new features.
So the person you're calling, the second person you're calling, they all have to be in your contact list?
Not necessarily. If you know the number, you can just tell or type it out on the keypad. When you get add call, there's also an option to go down to your tabs and select keypad. And you can type in the number there and then hit the call button. And that other person that you have on hold is still on hold until you hit the merge call button. So in other words, all the functions of the phone are still available to you. You may have to bring up the on-screen keypad in order to dial that second number if you don't want to go into your contacts.
Sounds like pretty easy to do.
It really is. Is anybody familiar with how to put in a contact, say, you want to call your bank and you want to access your account through the telephone, but they want all this information before they let you get into it, and it'll time out on you before you can type all the information in. That drives me crazy. So there's a way to actually create a contact using commas. Commas are a way of pausing in between numbers to let you, whatever number you're calling, say, for example, I'm call my bank and it says, hey, welcome to such and such. For phone telephone access, press this. So you just set it up where it dials the initial number, you hit the pause key, and then you hit the number for the telephone access, and then you hit the pause key again, and then it'll ask for English or Spanish. You hit that number, hit the pause key again, which is the comma, and then I created an entire contact using the keypad and save it as a contact. So now all I have to do is I'll let you hear it. I'll say, call bank.
Calling bank, mobile.
And I got to put it on speaker.
Delivering financial solutions to enrich people's lives.
Welcome to telephone banking.
Para continuar en español,
oprimado.
Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. Please enter the member account number followed. Hello.
Show a sensor.
Main menu.
And there we go. And then I used my keypad from then on.
That's pretty cool. I know you've been able to do that with speed dials on regular phones for a long time, but I didn't know you could do it with iPhones.
Yeah, if you're using a Bluetooth keyboard, it's real easy to do because you just, you know, type in the numbers and the commas and stuff. But if you're using the onboard screen and you're adding the contact, well, the normal keypad on the iPhone screen doesn't have a comma. And but when you're adding the number in, there's a shift key down there, and that's what you press. Double tap on that, and then it'll give you the comma is in that list that comes up.
I was wondering how you got to that comma. That's cool.
Isn't that where you change it from numbers to letters down the bottom left?
Numbers, symbols, and letters?
Yes, down the bottom left. You just switch it over to letters, then you can find the comma, I think. Or wait, no, you change the numbers to find the comma. I have to do that a lot of times to find the at sign. If it's not, sometimes the at sign shows up with the letters, sometimes it doesn't. If it doesn't, I have to go to the numbers and I can find commas and periods and at sign.
It's a little different when you're putting in the phone number than the contacts, though. It doesn't give you that list. When you hit the shift key, and I think it goes 1, 2, and then comma, the 1 and 2 and dimmed out, and then the comma, and then there's like a 5, and then you'll see, but it's dimmed out, and then you'll see a semicolon. Only the special characters pertaining to any phone number or action is going to appear in the phone number list when you're trying to put a contact in.
Right, because you're not in the linear numeric key formation. You're in the phone one where you've got the 3 in each row. You know what I'm saying? So it's different.
Yeah, exactly. You've got the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You know, star pound, star 0 pound.
So is that shift key like to the left of the star?
It is in place of the star key.
Oh, it is. Okay.
So I had a new air conditioner put in today, so I had to transfer some money from one account to another. So I called the bank using that little shortcut. And then the Bluetooth keyboard works really well. It says for funds transfer, press this. I hit that key on my Bluetooth keyboard, and it activated on the phone. So it was very seamless. I was able to type in the numbers and hit the star key, which signified that I was done, then it verified. It was so easy. When you're trying to do that on the on-screen, it's not so easy because sometimes you don't get there in time. And it says, oh, did you want to transfer $2? No.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to get me one of those. I have the link to it. I just haven't done it yet.
Let's practice that, Cheryl. I'll give you my bank account number. Try transferring $1,000 and see if it goes through.
Good luck.
Remember, John, she just bought a new air conditioner. Now she's broke.
Oh, that girl's got more money than God.
It's looking pretty sad.
I'm sorry. She's got more money than Joe Biden.
I don't think anybody has more money than him. All right. Well, that's pretty much what I brought for the table. What do you guys have for me?
I don't know anything. I'm glad I got in here because I've been wanting to know about that. I appreciate it.
How do you add, like if you get a phone call from somebody and you want to add them as a contact, is there an easy way to do that?
Yes, you go into your recents, you go up to the number, you flick up to more info, then you flick until you see add to existing contact, make new contact, double tap there. The number will already be in. All you have to do is add the first name, last name, and whatever information you want to put in their contact card. And then flick up, flick till you see done near the back button, and you're done.
She makes it sound so easy, doesn't she, Mar?
Yeah, I think there's a done button you have to click on when you get done. Make sure you do that, or it won't save it.
He wasn't listening, was he, Cheryl? Yeah, I've done all that, so once you've done it a few times, it's pretty easy.
And it's really, really handy if somebody calls you and say, oh, I need to keep their number. If you call a repair person or anything like that, then you want to make sure you keep that number. It's really easy to add it to your contacts. You can do the same thing through messages. If somebody sends you a message that's not in your, it's a little more difficult than the messages app. So you have to go through a few more steps.
Yeah, I noticed that. I tried to do it one time. It took me half hour to do it. I finally, after messing around and fiddling around, I finally figured out how to do it.
Oh. Yeah, I can do them all, even if I get a call through my voicemail.
Yep. Yep, I've done that as well. It's like, oh. But it would still, even if you have voicemail, it would still be in your recents, unless it was. How long does the iPhone people, I guess it depends on your carrier, how many phone calls you keep on record? Because I never delete anything, because I always flick back to say, when did I call that person last?
I don't know. The most I've seen is like 10 or 15. And then they start dropping off. But if you delete so many, it'll bring up the others. So that's how my carrier does it. To keep so many up there, maybe, I'm not for sure. But when I get past 15, no more show up. But if I delete some of the others, then the next one will show up. So I don't know.
That's good to know, John. I didn't know that. So, yeah. All right. Thanks.
I always clear my recents, clear history and all that all the time. After about 10, 15 calls, I'll go in there and delete it. Same with voicemail. Then there's a deleted voicemail folder where you can, all your deleted voicemails are in there and you can clean that out.
I know in mail, there is a choice of how long you want to keep messages stored in there. Like, you know, for 30 days or 10 days, or I'm not sure. But I don't know if there's any such thing in the phone settings or not. I've never seen it, but I haven't specifically looked for it either.
I don't recall seeing anything like that.
I mean, I don't know, like, if you could go into your carrier's website and do it that way. You know, some companies have that option, but I've never explored it.
I would like to have, you know, my phone only rings like 4 times and it goes to voicemail. I would like it to ring at least 6 or 7 times before going to voicemail, because I don't always have my phone on me, so I have to maybe hunt it down sometimes.
Yeah, mine doesn't. I've got a friend that theirs will ring 8, 9 times, you know. I said, I like to have that. But 6 is the most I get out of mine. I don't know if there's a setting in there. It seemed like there was once upon a time.
I haven't seen one, and I there are times when I love that, because I, you know, my iPhone isn't my main phone. I still have a landline, and that's what we use most of all. But there are times when I'm out in the kitchen and I'll hear my iPhone ringing and I can't get to it fast enough.
And it's not worth breaking your neck trying to get to it either. I think you have to call the carrier and request that they extend your ring, the number of rings.
I hate it when I leave my phone maybe in the kitchen or the dining room and go in the other room since I get there.
Yep. Oh, I hope I never have to call Verizon again. That was such a nightmare.
Oh, when John called me, I just get to the phone and he hangs up. I said, what a jerk. Then I ignore him.
I do that on purpose. Well, today I called you and thought, oh crap, it's Friday, but he's taking a nap. I forget about you old guys napping.
Some of us have to get a nap wherever we can.
John's napping all the time. He doesn't know whether he's napping or not. He sits there at the computer and falls asleep. Thinks we don't know it, but his wife told me that's what happened.
I done it the other night, and last night I did it last night, too. Mara, I sent you an email the other day. Did you get it?
No, I don't think so. I sure don't recall anything from you recently.
Yeah, your Yahoo thing email. I put a song in your Dropbox. It's Patsy Cline. I want you to do a duet with her. She sings a part, and I left it out where you sing the next part. Listen to it. It's pretty cool. I just did one with Dean Martin and Ronnie McDowell.
You're gonna play that tonight. Hey, Bat, welcome in.
Oh, okay. I'll look at it, John. I don't have Yahoo Mail. I have Hotmail. So, but maybe it went to my junk too. I don't check that as much.
Well, I thought it might have been Hotmail. I know I've sent you email before, but it's went to your junk. Yeah, I'm going to play those tonight. So it's Patsy Cline singing. You know, she starts it out, and then you come in, and she comes in, and then you can merge together on part of it. You'll like it. My Dean Martin one turned out really good.
Hey, what's up, folks? How are we all doing?
We're doing good. We just learned how to add a call. If you're on a call, how to add another call on the iPhone and how to edit and put in commas when you're calling things like the bank or some kind of phone tree system like Paratransit. Makes it easier for you to get through.
Oh, cool. I'll have to listen to the recording later because that was recorded, right?
Now, as you show, some places, when you call, you know, it gives you the spiel first, and sometimes it's a long spiel. You add extra commas, get a longer time in between, like put the phone number in, like put two or three commas in, and then do it.
It just depends, because if you get a spill, but if you hit a number and it interrupts it and takes you to the next option, you don't have to. But if it doesn't give you the option to doing that, then yeah, the extra commas will work there.
Okay.
So how many in here is using version 17? I am just about to make the jump into the deep end of the pool and update.
I haven't updated yet. I was waiting to see if everybody had problems with it.
Yeah, I'm running the latest version 7 to 17 point, whatever it is. I'm not having any problems with it at all.
I've had miserable problems ever since I installed it. And I keep thinking, well, maybe with the next update they'll fix it. Well, it's just as bad as it was when I first put it in. Parker's got a newer phone. Maybe I should say that's probably the reason why it works okay. But I got the 13 Pro Max, and I still have a lot of issues.
Yeah, the 14 Pro Max, and I'm not having any problems with it. I feel bad for you, Terry.
Well, I'm glad you told me that, Terry, because that's what I have is the 13 Pro Max. I was going to ask you something else, but you kept rattling on it and done slipped away.
Well, I've got the 14 Pro, so I am going to, it couldn't be any worse than what I'm doing now, because I got this some kind of nav thing going on where if I go into my email and hey, Chrisanne, welcome in. I'll be flicking through and it'll say dictate, dictate, dictate. And I have to touch another part of the screen to get away from that right underneath that. And then it'll get to the list. It just drives me crazy. It does it in messages and it does it in email.
Hi, Chrisanne. Yeah, well, I can say to my phone, do I have any missed calls? It'll say you have 6 missed calls. the first three, and they'll say, Parker, and they'll cut it off. Then they'll pause for like 5 seconds. Then it'll start over again. They'll try it again. Sometimes it does it two or three times. Finally, it will go through all of them, but it drives me nuts.
I know. It's just like a message. If I go to, say, text message Terry Borden, say, hey, Terry, you big fat rat. Used to it repeat to you and then ask you, do you want to send it? You got to wait a second or two now and then swipe down to send or hit the button and tell it to send. I hate that. It don't read the message all the way through. It stops.
I think mine reads the message when I say to Siri, send message too. It'll read it back. Do you want to send it?
Yeah, if I hold a button down and say send a message to Terry, sometimes it will, and sometimes it won't. Then I got to swipe down to send or hit the button again until it's in. Well, used to it read it and said, do you want to make any changes or cancel anything? Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it don't. More times it doesn't.
Another thing, I don't know if anybody knows it, but I use the voice messaging instead of text messaging a lot. And make sure you don't go over a minute or it'll cut you off. My stepson and I do voice messages all the time. And he watches the clock, otherwise it'll cut him off.
I think that is the coolest thing to be able to do that. You just tell Siri, send audio message to, and they'll say, what do you want to say? Go ahead. And then it use talk, and then when you pause, it'll say, ready to send it? You say, yes, sent. It's awesome.
Yeah, I use that once in a while. Now, will it work if I send somebody that has an Android and not an iPhone? It should, right?
Yeah, it's going to send it either way.
Well, I know that when I send a message, if I have the radio or TV or something on in the background when I'm dictating it, that's when she doesn't respond and read it back to me. If I go in another room where it's more quiet, then she does.
Well, that could be a valid point. If there's other audio, interference, it may confuse and it just won't respond.
And then I also get texts. When I get texts from people, sometimes it'll read the whole text, especially if it's short. But it'll just come on and say, "So-and-so has sent a long text message," and then you have to go in the messages app and read it.
I don't even get that. I used to read the message. Now, if I'm in the messages app, it will read the entire message. But if I'm not, I'll just get the alert that I have a message and it will never read it.
Right. That's the way it worked for me. So if I know texts could be coming, I stay in the messages app. But yeah, all these little quirks.
And it's funny how one person has this problem and another person won't. And I'm trying to figure out that there's not really any rhyme or reason to why one person has trouble and another person with the same phone, same model, everything doesn't. I'm beginning to wonder if it's a carrier issue.
That's what I think it might be.
Because that seems to be the only possibility that might be different that might be causing it. Terry, what carrier are you using?
I'm sorry, I just stepped out of the room. I just got back. T-Mobile, same one that John's been using.
Okay. John, are you having that issue with text not reading to you?
No, they'll read fine. I don't have a problem. Just when I'm getting ready to send it. You know, like Chrissy said there, it could be maybe the radio's on in the background and or somebody's talking or something that's interfering and it's confusing her since she stopped talking. I'll have to check it out.
I think that happens. I notice when I have the computer, a lot of times I have to mute the computer speaker if I'm in a chat room and trying to do something. It seems to, it's almost like a voice activated. It cuts off the phone. So I think that's part of the problem. I even tried to shut off Hey Siri to see if that would do it, but it didn't. So I don't know what causes that. But if I send a text message, I don't have the same problem he does. It usually reads the whole text message and then says, "Do you want to send it?" And I say yes. So I haven't had that issue. I just, some of the other stuff. Actually, the Siri voice is where I'm having a lot of the problem. Whatever she reads, it seems like it screws it up.
Okay, so here's what's going on with my phone. I'm in the Messages app.
Compose and messages. Heading, search field.
Flicking to the right.
Dictate.
See, and it won't get off that dictate button until I hit below it.
Conversations group. Eric Colom, I should be able to.
Then it goes.
Eric Colom, I should be able to use this left. Karen.
So.
Terry Borden attachment. Terry Borden attachment. Karen. Carla Jill Schutte. Terry Borden attachment. One audio file. 2:53 p.m.
And I noticed another problem that I'm having with the messages is I'll be sending a text to somebody. I'll send the first one. And then if I want to write another text, it won't let me. The send button disappears. I cannot. I have to back out of that and then go back into it. And then it will let me send another message. That is a new thing. And I don't know what's causing that. Oh, good.
Can you hold down the button on the side until it to send when you get that problem?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. See, you do yours manually, and I use Siri. I just help to send it.
I hadn't thought of doing that. Thanks for the suggestion. I will try it next time I don't see that send button. I wonder why it does that, though. That's, because I'm typing on a keyboard usually. And that send button just is not there the second time.
That little Bluetooth keyboard you have, what brand is that? Where'd you get it, Amazon?
Yeah, it's Amazon, and it's like a 20 bucks right around there, and is the best keyboard I've ever used. And I spent $75 on an Apple keyboard, and I didn't like it at all because I couldn't tell if it was on or off. This one has an actual switch where you can turn it on. It has a Bluetooth button that you can actually feel. So yeah, there's nothing. It's lightweight plastic, and it's the keys are nice size. It's awesome. It's my go-to.
Amatron, is that what you said? Amatron.
It's a nice John. I got one. I've only used it once or twice, but it is. It's really good. It's easy to use. Everything she said, but I just need to use it more.
Anytime I have to type a lot, I'm just like, let me get my keyboard. Omoton, Omoton.
Okay. I'll get two of those, one for Dina and myself.
Yeah, I got to get one of those because there are times. Like you say, if you're actually typing a lot of stuff in, it really would be nice to be able to use a keyboard like that.
If I find it in my history, John, I'll send you a link to it.
You're a nice man, Terry. Why don't I like you at all?
Same reason I don't like you.
Was it my breath?
I think so.
I hate when that happens. But yeah, the keyboard is just, and what you want to do, and this is what I do, I use the combination when I'm using the keyboard, especially when I'm sending an email. I'll type in the person name that I want, and then I'll take my finger and double tap on the select, the one it selects, and then it moves ahead to my email address and pass that to the subject, and I'll double tap that, or you can do voice over space to get into the edit field and type. So there are navigation keys like voice over right, voice over left, that kind of thing, but there's a keyboard help that comes with it that you can activate on the keyboard, which is voice over K. Turns keyboard help on, and that way you can tell what keys do what.
So there's actually an actual voiceover key on the keyboard?
It's a combination. It's some keyboards are different. It's either the first and second or the second and third on the left bottom row. Mine are the second and third keys.
Okay. Is it hard to pair?
No. You want to make sure your Bluetooth is on. You're in Bluetooth, hit the pairing button, and then look for the device. It'll just say keyboard. You double tap that, and it'll say pairing request. Be prepared to type the numbers on the keyboard and then press enter, and then it's paired.
So it gives you like a code that you have to type in?
Yes, generally a four-digit code, four-digit number that you have to type in, and then once you type the four digits in, you hit the enter key, and it's paired.
Okay.
That's how we had to do our car.
I know I have one, but I haven't taught myself how to use it yet. It's the one of those that I got, I think it came from AT Guys. Whatever their most expensive one was. I don't even remember the name of it. And I started reading the manual and I got overwhelmed and quit.
Is that the big one that they had, Matthias or something? I got one of them and I used it for a little bit. You can pair up to three or four devices on it. It's pretty nice, but I like small, compact.
That may be. Yeah, because you can use it either with your PC or your phone, and the function keys at the top, of course, represent different things for your, they do some things for your PC and then other things for your phone. So I just got overwhelmed and said, I can't do this right now.
Well, I'm going to jump out here. I'm glad I made it in. Thanks a lot, Cheryl, and catch you guys later. Mara, don't forget about that song. Give it a listen. We'll catch y'all later on.
Thanks for coming, John.
John, I listened to it. It's cool. And I replied to your message, and it did go to junk. So you can just ignore that. But, yeah, I listened to it. That's pretty neat.
What a great idea.
You can sing with anybody you want. That's pretty cool. And it'll be just like in a studio.
I have to do it when my air conditioner is off, though, and it'll be on for a few days, unfortunately. I'm really looking into those sound booth things so I can isolate my microphone from my air conditioner.
Clear out the bottom of your closet and crawl in there and do it.
Yeah, put it in the basement. Oh.
Crawl under the bed. Well, I would get under the bed, but I can't fit anymore. Catch y'all.
All right. That was pretty much my demonstration. Does anybody have any questions? Everybody's good with how to do that?
This is recorded so I can hear it later?
Yes, it's being recorded.
That should be up within, I'll have up and send Parker the link within an hour. So I got to wait for Walmart to come so we can load groceries or unload them or whatever. But other than that, it should be up soon.
Thanks a bunch, Cheryl.
Yeah, thanks so much, Cheryl. I'm so glad you're doing this. Even if I just glean one thing, it's one thing I didn't know before.
Yeah, thank you very much, Cheryl.
Well, thank you all for coming. We'll go ahead and close out the session for today, the June 19th, 2024. And we'll do this again in 2 weeks. Thank you all for coming. This was a lot of fun.